Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you've read the newsletter lately or the church bulletin, you must know that this Lent, beginning today and continuing each Thursday thereafter, that the theme for this season is built around what we are calling words of faith. In our pre-Lenten publications, we told you which words we were going to unwrap, but we did not intentionally tell you what those words meant. In the news release, we told you that the words of faith we chose were dikaiosune, shuv, logos, agape, and koinonia. And though not listed, tonight's words, kairos and chronos. Seven of these words are Greek in origin, one Hebrew. Each week, one of your pastors, Pastor Olson, Pastor Burke, myself, and Pastor Cotterman, a member of our parish and also our colleague in ministry at Parkside, will unwrap their chosen word and hopefully do an artful job of linking it to the holy season. I leave that job to my faithful colleagues to do that in weeks ahead, but for tonight, I'll simply tell you what these words mean. Dikaiosune is Greek for righteousness. Shuv is Hebrew for to turn back. Logos is Greek, meaning the word. Agape, Greek for a particular kind of love. And koinonia, for fellowship or community. The words I've chosen to start this season off with are two, kairos and chronos, both Greek words that have something to do with time. But while they have that in common, they really couldn't be more different one from another. Chronos, from which we derive our words chronological, chronometer, chronic, anachronism, chronicle, finds its origin in Greek mythology. In pre-Socratic philosophy, Chronos was the personification of time. We use the word in reference to time as well, but it is used in reference to a certain kind of time, chronological time. In chronological time, I am 56 and a half years old. So we speak of, chronological time in linear terms. Time from then till now. Time from now till then. This is the time that marches on. This is the time that marks our days. This is the time between sunrises. The time represented by the dash between the two dates on a tombstone. It is specific. It can be measured. Some of us get paid by the hour. When you bring your car to the dealer, it's $90 an hour. And so you ask, how long will it take? When your young child who cannot tell time asks how long it will be until Christmas or until her birthday, you help her